Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ron Schuler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Bell reaches second base with a double. Kuiper scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty takes first base on ball four. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Carty moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Box settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Bell applying the tag. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Heil reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Bostock throws the ball into Carew who tags Thornton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bell. Weiniger moves to third. Adams moves to second. Don Hood now pitching. Craig Kucyk pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Craig Kucyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kucyk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Adams scores. Heil moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Craig Kucyk. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil moves to third. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Randall hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Pruitt reaches third base with a triple. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-2 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Norris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Bob Gorenski pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski bunts between the mound and first base. Hood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gorenski for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Pat Dobson now pitching. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Childs pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is walked intentionally. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing third base. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade pinch runs for Bruce Bocht. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Dade now playing left field. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-3 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive towards the mound. Bergmeier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 0 in the game. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tom Johnson now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 4 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 4 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. 1 out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 5 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Smalley moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorenski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Randall scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Gomez moves to third. 2 outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Carew reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. With 3 walks, Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorenski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Heil is walked intentionally. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Ray Fosse. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.